You're listening to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.
Thanks, Doc, and welcome to the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service for July 2002. This is issue number 208, and I'm your host, Fred Volpe, the publisher of the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, this time coming to you from 40 miles north of Detroit in the historic town of Elmont, Michigan. I think Paul Smith knows where that's at. My address is 706 Mackenzie Drive, that's spelled M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805-1835. You can contact me by telephone at 419-228-6223. The action line is 419-224-1609 for Musings from the Members Only. If you're on the internet, you can send me email at fredv, that's F-R-E-D-V, at nrcdxas.org. And the National Radio Club's website is at www.nrcdxas.org. By the way, check out our newly designed website. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service, and we sure hope you will, and you live in the United States of America, the cost is $28. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $32, and to Europe and elsewhere, it's $40. Those prices are also the renewal rates. Tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep your cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send them to me at the address in Lima that I just mentioned. By the way, after what seems to be an eternity, the National Radio Club is now able to take credit cards for renewals and new subscriptions. However, there is a hitch. We cannot take cards by phone, fax, or mail. The only way we can take them is online via our website. We've signed up with PayPal, an internet transaction service. The regular credit card companies really don't want to do business with a club and hit us with some large monthly fees and very large percentage cuts taken from your order. The PayPal service takes Visa, MasterCard, Discover, and American Express. When you pay via PayPal, I get a confirmation of the purchase and will email you right back confirming your subscription. You can log on to www.nrcdxas.org/member, that's all small letters, and pay by card. By the way, you can also register for the 2002 National Radio Club Convention the same way, just by going to www.nrcdxas.org/convention, all small letters, and then just click on the Lima link at the top of the page. Well, with that out of the way, let's move on over to the east side of the Buckeye State, to Youngstown, Ohio. Here's Jerry Starr with a look at the AM Switch.
Hi, everybody. Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News Magazine. Here's our edition for the month of July 2002. Starting with call letter changes, last month we had a stack of call letter changes. This month, only four. 720, the new station in DeWitt, New York, will be WVOA. Wonder if that has any significance. 1170 KVOO in Tulsa, Oklahoma. This Heritage call is becoming KFAQ. 1400 KZEZ, new station in Parowan, Utah, decided they don't want to use those calls, so when they come on the air, they will be KITT. And on 1570, WRJQ in Appleton, Wisconsin, becomes WSCO. A big stack of applications for new stations. Many of these are competing applications. 640 in Frederick, Maryland wants to put a new station on the air with 50 watts day and night to be another digital experimental station for the IBOC digital system. Other applications for new stations include on 650 in Moores, New York, 750 Lansing, New York, and South Hills, New York, on 1100 Boise, Idaho, Las Vegas, Nevada, and Sunrise Manor, Nevada, 1160 in Cleveland, Missouri, 1250 in Mesquite, Nevada, 1590 in Las Vegas, Nevada, and Spring Valley, Nevada, also on 1590 in Cheyenne, Wyoming, and 1600 in St. Cloud, Florida. Two new stations were granted, 820 in Taylorsville, Utah, will be 50,000 watts daytime, 2,500 watts at night, directional different patterns day and night. And on 1700 in Warren, New Jersey, that experimental station for IBOC Digital has been granted, there'll be 50 watts day and night, a U1 antenna. Applications from existing facilities taken mostly up by the Canadians this time around. On 560 CKNL, Fort St. John, British Columbia wants to move to 101.5. 580 CJFX in Antigonish, Nova Scotia wants to move to 98.9. 1210 KGYN in Guyman, Oklahoma. Last month we told you they wanted to move to Oklahoma City. Well, they have refiled. This time they would like to move to Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1220 CFBM in Anguille, Quebec wants to move to 99.9. 1260 CBRU in Squamish, British Columbia wants to move to 1270 but stay on the AM band. 1490 CJPR in Blairmore, Alberta also wants to move to FM 94.9. One grant of interest on 1110 WEBS in Calhoun, Georgia, receives a grant to move to 1030 kilohertz. As a matter of fact, if you check your dial in that area, you'll find they've already moved to 1030. And under otherness on 790 WEFL, Palm City, Florida, this news station reported to be on the air. 920 KGHO, Olympia, Washington has returned to the air. 1280 KLDY, Lacey, Washington also back on the air. 1480 KNTB, Lakewood, Washington has gone silent. The station that it relayed, 1490 KBRO, Bremerton, Washington, also silent. And on 1550 WSHN in Fremont, Michigan, this station has finally gone totally, truly silent. For about 2 months, they were on the air with nonstop unmodulated carrier. Either they discovered the area or the transmitter had a meltdown, but that carrier is now off the air and the station is officially silent. And that wraps up an unusually short AM switch for this month. Not a lot of activity for some reason. We should have more when we see you in August for the next edition of the DX Audio Service. For now, here we go south again. Here's John Bowker.
Well, thanks once again, Jerry, and hello, everybody. Today, my friends, I want to change the form of our presentation just a little because we have so many interesting IDs in the collection on this strange 730 kilohertz channel. I just want to get started as quickly as possible with one word of introduction. We're going to be hearing from stations that only broadcast on the clear channel 730 kilohertz, but the interesting thing is that this is a Mexican clear channel, so listeners well west of the Mississippi are familiar with XEX in Mexico City. And those in the northern part of the country, there are a couple of 50-kilowatt Canadians at 732. But it's interesting, you know, the most powerful U.S. station on 730 operates with just 15,000 watts during the daytime hours. And at night in the U.S., there isn't a single station operating with more than 500 watts. So it's a great DX channel at night. Unless you live in Chicago or Toronto or something like that, where the adjacent channels just wipe you out. Anyhow, we're going to be starting the 730 travelogue with a familiar voice to many of us who attended the great NRC convention that Bruce Conti hosted a few years back up in New Hampshire. The speaker at that banquet was the owner of three radio stations, and that voice was Bob Bittner. And here he is in Bath, Maine, as we start the July 2002 DX Audio Service travelogue.
Easy as the breeze. This is 730 WJTO, Banff, Brunswick, and Midcoast, Maine.
Well, we next come to a recording made at the 1993 National Radio Club Convention that was hosted by Ron Musco in Enfield, Connecticut. And where's that? Well, let me tell you, as you drive out of the hotel parking lot, the first sign you see is, "Welcome to Massachusetts." So this next station is definitely a local.
This is the Red Sox Hispanic Radio Network.
Boston Red Sox baseball in Spanish here on AM 950 WROL Boston and 730 AM WACE Springfield.
Okay, and here's an update on that same station as we were passing through that part of the country again in the year 2000.
We also hope you'll tune into our new radio program each Tuesday at noon here at WACE 730 AM Radio. God bless you.
Well, it's 4 o'clock on this steamy, humid Tuesday, the 8th day of August, and we're glad you're with us. We're WACE Radio, 730 on the AM dial from Chicopee, serving Springfield and Hartford. Now at 4 o'clock, we present Advice Line daily, that heard at this time. Your host is Roy Masters.
Okay, fine, Mr. Masters, and I'm a little more comfortable with their new format, I must tell you. Okay, it's time to jump the Hudson River and head down the interstate to the southwest of Albany that takes us right by that single stick tower of 730 on your dial in Oneonta, New York.
WDOS Oneonta, the Hastings Broadcast Station. Good afternoon. It is 4 o'clock and time for news.
From ABC News, I'm John Degnan.
And if we continue south on that interstate, down through Binghamton and then into Pennsylvania, we go right by this next 1,000-watt station. We want to be sure to get there during the daylight hours before they switch to their night power, however. You see, they operate with 12 watts at night.
It's past the hour of 1 o'clock. This is WNAK, Nanticoke, Pennsylvania. Music for a Sunday afternoon.
Tell me why, though I try to forget, tell me why.
Well, let's go out a few years ago to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and listen to 7:30 on our dial.
This is WPIT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, a service of Associated Communications Corporation. The following program is sponsored by Faith Bible Presbyterian Church of Trenton, Michigan.
Very formal, very nice indeed. And here's a slightly updated and different take on that same station.
Tell a friend about your station for solid gospel music. AM 73, WPIT, Pittsburgh.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
Okay, now, here next is a rather interesting study, I think, of how one station has searched for an identity over the past 15 years or so. Just on the edge of the District of Columbia, the city of Alexandria, Virginia, has had a 730 voice for some time. And it started sounding like this back about 1986.
AM 73, WCPT, Alexandria, Washington, and Bob Jones giving you another hour of heart and soul.
Okay, and then in 1991...
I'm Alvin John Waples, kicking off another hour of Heart and Soul on the new AM 73, WCPT, Alexandria, Washington.
That didn't work very well, so they tried an entirely different kind of format about 5 years later.
And Bill Conway will be available to autograph your copy of Legacy at the Sheraton in Tyson's Corner. Reservations are limited, so call today, 703-448-7575. This is WBZS Alexandria. News is next, followed by the Wise Investor Show with Cy Lipman. It's 11 o'clock.
CNN Radio News. I'm Pam Dalzell.
And when that failed, guess what?
Radio Capital. WKBL 1030 AM Alexandria, Virginia. WPLC 1050 AM Fairfield, Maryland.
Somos música. Radio Capital presenta.
Oh, yes, even in the nation's capital, you can be sure. You know, I love the way this next announcer handles their call letters on AM and on FM. I think you'll love it.
The man in black with his wife June Carter Cash, and we got married in Jackson, and we're about 10 seconds away from the 7 o'clock hour. You're listening to WMNA AM and WMNA FM right here in the beautiful, beautiful community of Gretna, Virginia. Our time is now exactly 7 o'clock in the morning.
News. This is John Scott. Monica Lewinsky has reportedly handed over several teams.
Well, I tell you, we don't care about Monica Lewinsky at this point, so we'll just cut that one right off there. Now, this next one, you're going to be listening for the station that IDs as WOHS.
This broadcast was a production of MRN Radio, a division of International Speedway Corporation.
The Net. WCSL Cherryville, WGNC Gastonia, WOHS Shelby, WLON Lincolnton.
Let's give them another take.
Tim and Milton in the morning and great oldies all day. Super oldies 730, WOHS Shelby.
This is news on the net.
Very nice. Now, just about 20 miles off Interstate 95 is this next voice that operates at 730. It only runs 1,000 watts, so sometimes the slightest overpass or a nearby power line will take them right out as we drive by.
From AM 730 WFMC, congratulations, Goldsboro, North Carolina, on 150 years.
This is
KUN News. I'm Michael Jekyll.
A settlement between Carol Moseley Braun and a former campaign treasurer.
Now, this next station, we have contributions on the next IDs from, Mark Strickert and Ron Getshire. And three or four, even from me, we have on this next one in Charleston, South Carolina.
Phone number right now. Good God, I'll take it down, Mom. Take it down, Dad. 1-800-883-0843.
In every great city, there's a great radio station. In Charleston, it's Power 73, WPAL.
The very finest in spiritual and gospel music. Keep your dial set to WPAL Radio. For Brother JC and the Glory Road. This is Charleston.
They finally got the legal ID in, too. How about that? You know, with so many folks making tapes of this station, we'll give you one more cut. Yeah, you know, I remember that WABQ out in Cleveland area used to use a similar slogan or saying or pitch, whatever. But not too many stations are this upfront, it seems to me. Listen.
Stand up and claim your divine inheritance. God bless you from the staff and management of WPAL.
Voice and choice of the black community, WPAL, Charleston.
Okay, we're going to swing over next to northern Alabama, right near those huge electric power plants and Tim Hendel and a lot of atomic energy there, too, and see what they have for us at 7:30.
7:30 headline news time is 6 o'clock. The headlines are next live from CNN on the Tennessee Valley's only all-news radio station, WBBI, Madison, Huntsville. Depend on it.
Defense team may juggle its first
7:30, CNN News.
Dark clouds are looming over the Sunshine State in the fight over illegal immigration.
Nice timing, fellas. They sound like as clever as I am sometimes. You know, but like everything else, those hardworking folks have other interests. Not unlike my own, in fact. But I love this next call sign.
Round Robin tournament is over. It's the final. The 49ers and Cowboys are still pretty good. And the AFC are still pretenders. Thanks for playing. Pick up your souvenir AFC championship ring on the way out.
You're crazy.
This is Coach Pat Dye. Join me Monday nights at 6 o'clock as we discuss the latest in outdoor sports around the state of Alabama. Right here on the...
All Sports, 7:30. WUMP, Madison, Huntsville.
Okay, the ump. I'll go along with it. When you see it written out, it's WUMP, and that's WUMP, and I don't know. Well, we're going to be heading north, up into Tennessee now with our dial still glued to 7:30.
You can also tune in to Back to Calvary radio broadcast Sunday afternoons from 5 o'clock until 5:30 p.m. This is WLIL AM, Lenore City, Tennessee. For the next half hour, WLIL presents the Gospel Hour with the late Dr. Oliver B. Green of Greenville, South Carolina.
And we can give you a slightly different take on WLIL, too.
WLIL, the home of the Braves.
Okay, I guess so. And our final stop this month finds us in Kentucky. Madisonville is about an hour's drive due south of Evansville, Indiana.
America's Music Radio, WFMW, Madisonville.
CNN Radio News, I'm John Lisk. Senator Alphonse D'Amato says there's still plenty of unanswered questions about Whitewater. He's opened the latest round of hearings on the affair.
Everybody remember Whitewater? Well, who knows? Well, okay, we'll be finishing up the travelogue of stations that broadcast at 7:30 on everybody's dial next month. And then we'll go on to the 7:40 West Coast stations for September. And what that means is our live travelogue presentation that we'll be doing at the Lima National Radio Club Convention that Sunday morning, that's going to feature all of the stations we have on tape that broadcast at 7:40 from the eastern half of our northern hemisphere. So get your thinking caps on, everybody, because I think I can guarantee that a question or two on the annual NRC examination, well, they may deal with stations operating at 7:40. Say, I want to thank the subscribers of the DX Audio Service who contributed recordings to this travelogue program segment today. Ron Clark and Scott Feibusch, Josh Owens, Dale Hamm, Mark Strickert, Tim Hendel, Steve Francis, Mark Durenberger, John S. Bowker, Adam Bouvier, and without their contributions, we would have had a much shorter program today. You can reach me. My name is John Bowker, B-O-W-K-E-R. You can mail me information and tapes or whatever to the Community Association Office, 1009 North Pebble Beach Boulevard, Sun City Center, that's in Florida, at 33573. And speaking of major contributors, here's Bruce Conti.
Thank you, John, and hello, DXers. This is the DX Digest. This month, they visit with our friends across the Atlantic, the British DX Club, an all-band broadcast DX club, publishers of Communication Magazine, covering medium wave, shortwave, FM, and TV broadcasting. They also produce a monthly audio magazine on cassette tape called the British DX Club Tape Circle. Hear now a taste of the Tape Circle portions from the May edition.
My Bar Club in Letchford. As those of you on the email group will know, I won a website draw and had the chance to buy one of the £99 DAB radios, which arrived here a couple of weeks ago. It has not got any outputs, but I have made some recordings just by putting the tape recorder in front of the speakers. So I'm going to put on some recordings of some DAB stations.
From the BBC, this is Five Live Sports Extra. Available on digital radio, a dedicated station for the BBC's live sports coverage with a flexible schedule to suit the occasion and the quality you've come to expect from Radio 5 Live, the home of live sport. Five Live Sports Extra takes you to the world's greatest sporting event with the commentary and coverage in full. Over the next few months, you can hear cricket, England's tour of India.
He's out! LBW!
Rugby Union, the Heineken Cup and the Zurich Premiership.
Also good for the line! The try has been given!
Football.
Second crosses to the left.
The Premiership, the Nationwide League and the Worthington Cup.
Into the penalty, into the penalty! Wonderful turn! Fabulous goal!
More live commentary. More full coverage. More live sport. This is Five Live Sports Extra.
Computer, Digital News Network and Caroline Wareham.
This is the Arrow.
Expect some sunshine this afternoon, but there's also the threat of the occasional shower. These will clear, though, through the night to leave a cloudy morning. Staying windy with minimum temperatures of 11 Celsius and maximum temperatures of 12 Celsius. That's 54 Fahrenheit.
Here comes another hour of great music on the Arrow.
The Arrow. We don't have a plan B. The rock specialist, Planet Rock.
UK's rock specialist on your DAB receiver in Sky Digital, channel 861 with Foreigner, and she sells Sanctuary from the Cult. Tickets to all the top shows you want to go, we have the tickets. Deep Purple kick off a UK tour next month, Bryan Adams in March, Rod Stewart on tour, Santana, Roger Waters, Supertramp. Tickets and concert information from the Planet Rock ticket line on 0870-8400-400. Order tickets and tell the operator that you heard about it on Planet Rock. Mellencamp on the way for you, as well as Elton John, the Beatles, and Zeppelin next.
Planet Rock Live. Planet Rock's music library has taken 3 decades to build, containing the biggest names in rock. Now it's going live. Planet Rock puts you just feet away from the loudest, most exclusive rock concerts on Earth. Every Saturday night at 9, plus every day you can hear live rock as we feature tracks from only the best live albums. Planet Rock, nothing but great classic rock. Keep listening for exclusive concerts and the best live rock. Planet Rock, the only UK station that rocks this hard. The rock specialist.
on the hour, national and international news from Primetime Radio, Saga's national digital radio station.
11 o'clock, I'm Emily Morgan.
Primetime Radio, try to see it my way.
Abracadabra, it's magic.
I am a clever person, I can do most anything. I will learn some new things every day, to dance, to swim.
Hip, hip, horadio, it's abracadabra.
I'm Jake the Big Diddle-diddle-diddle, with my extra leg diddle-diddle-diddle.
A for Asian,
P for people. Tap into Y Radio,
the sound of young Asian London.
Okay, I'm going a minute or so over time, and there are 50 stations, so I'll put a few more on next time. The ones you heard there were BBC Radio 5 Live Extra, which is sports, The Arrow, which is AOR, a lot of good late 60s, early 70s adult rock tracks on there as well. Planet Rock, which is heavier rock. Primetime Radio, which is 40s, 50s and 60s music. Abracadabra, children's channel, and TAP, which plays Bangra.
Hello everyone. Bill Gowlett here, recording in Coventry on February the 13th, 2002. The first recording I have this month is of Saga 105.7 FM. They are the same Saga that most of you have heard of, and they play mostly for the over 50s.
There's nothing more frustrating than picking up a magazine and finding nothing in it to read. Unless, of course, you pick up Saga magazine. From Sir Paul McCartney to money, motoring and memories. And from Julie Christie to current affairs, food, travel and much, much more. Every month, Saga magazine is brimming with fascinating features by famous writers to entertain, enrich and enlighten you. And you can pick up a complimentary issue of Saga magazine right now, simply by sending your name and address to Free Post Saga. That's all you'll need to do. Write to Free Post Saga and we'll send your complimentary Saga magazine by return. Saga magazine, delivering just what you want directly to your door.
The next recording is of Anchor FM on 107.3. This is from the George Eliot Hospital in Nuneaton. They went on the FM band for a short while as it was their anniversary.
Live from the RV Broadcasting Centre, this is Anchor FM 107.3.
I have my granddaughter with me today, so I will let her introduce the last recording. So it is over to Eleanor Gowlett.
Now we have Sting FM on 107.5.
This is your number one radio station. Sting 107.5 FM.
Number one party lady presents an original night called Old Clothes Party.
Hi, we're Mystique and this is our one night stand on Sting 107.5 FM.
Cha-cha!
Hello, it's Dave Kenny in Caversham on the 23rd of February. I've only got the one recording this month. It's of a new medium wave station in the US Virgin Islands, which has just started up on 1620 kHz in the extended AM band, and it's been testing on 10 kilowatt full power. I've heard it a number of times, sort of between about midnight and 4 or 5 AM, when conditions are right, but most of these X-band stations, or possibly all of them, have to run, drop power down to 1 kilowatt at night, but on while they're testing, they can run at full 10 kilowatts, so that's why this one's been coming in so well. Virgin Islands testing on 1620 kilohertz as recorded in Caversham last week on the Beveridge, which is basically just a bit of wire lying on the ground, runs for about 90 metres down a footpath behind the gardens here. If you want to hear that station with even better reception, they've got a Real Audio on the web, and it's at www.wrra.vi, that's wrra.vi, and on that announcement there, they actually mentioned that they were simulcasting with WRRA. Anyway, I seem to have set the budgies off in the background. But that's all from Caversham for now, so 73 till next time.
It's not children, it's animals, isn't it? Thanks very much, Dave, there in Caversham. And the X-band, the extended band, I suppose you could call it, on the medium wave is certainly providing good opportunities for people to pick up stations from North America. In recent years, I've had a go myself at times, but not picked up anything particularly untoward. I wonder whether we'll ever see any AM activity or medium wave activity in the X-band ourselves over here in Europe at some point in the future. I think that would be interesting. I think before that, we'll probably see digital transmission on medium wave.
Hosted by Sean Garrity, the British DX Club's Tape Circle. To learn more about the club, visit their website, www.bdxc.org.uk. More next time on the DX Digest. I'm Bruce Conti, 73 and good DX.
Mark Dernberger here by electrical transcription, as we used to say in radio. And we are in a hotel room marooned in Minneapolis in February.
Well, we certainly are the lucky ones.
Well, there isn't much else to do around here. There's a blizzard outside, but we thought we'd take the time to set up our brand new and improved Kiwa AirCore Loop. When we bought our AirCore Loop from Kiwa Electronics, it turned out there was a problem with the printed circuit board, and I didn't know anything about it. But through the kindness of Craig Siegenthaler, who tracks these things, I got an email suggesting there might be a little jumper missing on a printed circuit board that would make a difference in how well the loop performed. Well, Craig, being the owner of Kiwa Electronics, ought to know what he's talking about. So I made the effort, opened it up, found the printed circuit board, and indeed, the jumper was missing. Once I got the jumper in place, the performance, particularly the gain, the output level, and the balance of the loop improved dramatically. So we hauled the loop to Minneapolis, and I'm glad we did, because we're going to use it now to show you how on certain clear channel stations, we can literally wipe one station in favor of another. We have some time constraints, so we're not going to do all of the clear channel stations. Instead, we'll focus on the former 1A channels, and we'll go from 640 to 1200 to show you what they sound like here on this winter night from a hotel room in Minneapolis. Now, this first one is rather interesting as we listen to 640 from Minneapolis. Normally, it's WOI in Ames, Iowa, but guess what? You're going to hear Moore, Oklahoma coming in. I was able to null out all kinds of crap and electrical noise with the Kiwa loop. All of a sudden, up popped the following. You'll have to listen closely, but you'll hear WWLS in Moore, Oklahoma.
Bruce Howard and J.B. Haney back with you here at San Jose. lead, 27-17. Shooting 50% from the field at 8-16, 7-19. For San Jose State, 37%.
Your visit Talk 640 Weather Watch for your overnight.
Darnell Williams likes to penetrate, and you know this was something in the scouting report. They talked about taking the ball on the dribble and going to the basket.
Second free throw, good by Williams. He has two. He had only three against CU in the first game. Griffin has checked in, and Blunt has come out for San Jose State. CU basketball leading 20-19.
Well, we certainly got more than we bargained for there. The woman, of course, was KFI. We heard her give the call letters. The man with the weather forecast was coming to you from Fort Frances, Ontario, directly north of the Twin Cities. And the play-by-play was WWLS Moore, Oklahoma. 650 is interesting here. Nashwauk, Minnesota, due north of us, and WSM to the southeast. Enough of a difference so that the loop was able to differentiate between the two. First, a sketchy recording of Nashwauk.
I'm Clay Holgate with an update of Northland News. Here's the latest from ABC News. Leading the way with the best in news, sports, and talk. News Talk AM 650 WNMC, Nashwauk. From ABC News, I'm Tim Aldon.
And by rotating the loop and nulling out the noise.
The first you wrote me was sweetest.
Time. Thank you all. You've been a wonderful audience. Have a great time at the Grand Ole Opry.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's the Grand Ole Opry star, Porter Wagoner. And all is the Wagon Masters. Great job, Porter. And our thanks to Miss Joni Harn, Stonewall Jackson, Bill Carlisle, and Ralph Stanley, and all the Clinch Mountain boys for dropping by to be with us tonight during this opening portion of tonight's Friday Night Opry. Well, that's it for the Cracker Barrel Show. So remember, for sure enough, good country. Old Country Store atmosphere. Visit the Cracker Barrel. Old Country Store. You're listening to the Friday Night Opry over Clear Channel 650 WSAM, Nashville, Tennessee. This next quarter hour of tonight's Friday Night Opry is presented by Dickies, the anywhere workwear, available almost everywhere you shop.
Well, if you're anywhere within 150 miles of St. Cloud, Minnesota, in the center of the state, you'll find that 660 there is a pest. But again, with the loop, we were able to null that out. And being in Minneapolis, the 660 St. Cloud signal was almost at right angles to WFAN New York, an ideal situation for a balanced loop. Listen.
It almost makes them more sympathetic. Think how addicted you have to be and how addicted you have to be to blow all of them.
WFAN 2020 Sports.
Good evening at 11 o'clock. This is Rich Ackerman. Once again,
Well, 670 in Chicago is practically in our backyard, and it's got such a strong signal we aren't even going to reach out for it. And that takes us to 700 and the big one.
Look for Mount Olive Pickles at your favorite grocer. And if you don't see them, ask for them. Mount Olive Pickles.
News Radio 700, WLW, Cincinnati.
Skip the Musketeers facing St. Bonaventure, and back on March the 1st, the Musketeers lost 65-64, and what at the time seemed to be a heartbreaking loss. The Musketeers had two or three opportunities near the end of the ballgame, couldn't get the ball to go in the basket.
Ditto on the Chicago situation with 720 WGN. We aren't even going to waste your time. You know that comes in like a local. And that moves us to 750, and that's where, for some reason I've noticed, that's where the interference from television sets starts to be a problem, at least in my experience. Between the mid-700s and up to about 900, there seems to be a peak of energy in that area where interference occurs from local television sets. We were able to carefully balance that out with the loop, a thing we'd never been able to do before quite as well. But boy, I'll tell you what, now it just really notches out the noise. And we were left with Atlanta coming in like it was next door.
Atlanta's morning news with Scott Blade.
Watching the winter storm warnings creeping toward Georgia.
Weather with Kirk Mellish.
Forecast for today, a 6 on the Mellish meter. Morning showers, then mostly cloudy and breezy this afternoon.
The only station with traffic every 6 minutes.
Slow stuff on 85 beginning around 316 and continuing down toward India Trail.
Atlanta's morning news with Scott Blade. Get it when you first wake up, 5 to 8:30, only on News Talk 750 WSB. Depend on it. Now, the top local news from the station you trust. News Talk 750 WSB, Atlanta's news, weather, traffic, and Hawk Station. Depend on it.
I didn't ever dream nothing like that would happen.
I don't know. Maybe it's not a surprise that Atlanta is coming in as well as it is. It's just a good DX winter night. Let's go to Detroit, for example. You'll hear me tuning the loop, balancing it out in all three dimensions as we look for the cleanest WJR signal.
Grand prize winner is Linda Twiye of Rochester Hills. Linda! Hope I pronounced your last name correctly. If I didn't, my apologies. You've won four VIP tickets to see Michigan State Lake Superior State at Joe Louis Arena on Saturday night. You get to stay at the Pontchartrain Hotel. And just for the heck of it, we threw in a Zamboni ride as well.
Now, she really wanted to go yesterday. She was like, can I win? Can I win? I'm like, you're one of 10 people.
Great.
Stand by, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Detroit Red Wings getting set to take on the stinking L.A. Kings. Ken Carroll with a pregame at 10:10.
This is Sports Rest on the Voice of Sports, 760 WJR. The voice of news is 760 WJR. Every hour, you hear the top local stories first. You're up earlier. That's why every weekday morning at 4, we take you beyond the headlines with a 90-minute review of all the latest local, state, regional, and national news, along with comprehensive money and auto reports. Then, news every half hour, 5:30 to 9.
Well, when we hit 770 in WABC in New York, we heard a retro ID, and it reminded me that we need to get back into that WSM archive and dig out some of those clear channel station recordings from the 1970s. We'll do that a bit later this summer. We promised you at least one every few months, and we'll get there.
Thanks to John Skrilling for engineering. I'll see you soon. John Skrilling, have a good night.
In New York, it's Super Talk.
The Super Talk sound of WABC. New York City.
From ABC News.
Well, we said we were skipping the Chicago stations because they were so obvious the way they were booming in here. But just to give you an example, here's a little bit of 780 WBBM, and you'll see what we mean.
And here are the lottery numbers from your official Illinois lottery station, News Radio 780 WBBM. The pick three evening numbers, 050. The pick four evening numbers, 2042. And in the little lotto drawing tonight, the numbers are 2, 5, 7, 24, and 30.
Listening to Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780, WBBM AM Chicago.
That takes us to 820, and of course now we're at the first adjacent to local powerhouse, WCCO, on 830.
Visit www.trip.com and book your flight today. Trip.com, simply brilliant.
The most listened to news and information station in the Lone Star State. It's 10 o'clock from ABC News.
I'm jumping across the mighty 830. We go to WHAS in Louisville. Same thing, sideband splatter.
Stop by any Sprint PCS center or select retailer to find out more about how you can get a $100 mail-in rebate on the purchase of any two Sprint PCS phones. Visit the Sprint PCS center on Hurstburn or Preston Highway for details.
This is Kentuckiana's news, weather, and traffic station. On the hour.
It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. This is Minnie Peterson, News Radio 84 WHAS. Kentucky is already known as basketball country, but...
Okay, now let's reach for 870, and I'm going to let you hear the tuning of the loop. It's real easy to point the antenna toward New Orleans from Minneapolis. But it's the rotating of the loop in the different axes that gets rid of local interference. You'll hear it happening here as the copy gets cleaner and cleaner from WWL.
I love the internet. You know why? I'll tell you why. I like websites. I like email. I like the clicky sound the keyboard makes. Good sound. I like to log on, read the news, check the weather, shop, look at pictures, download bass, meet new people. I just wish I had more reasons to get on the internet.
I'll give you one. Men must register with Selective Service within 30 days of their 18th birthday. That qualifies you for student loans, government jobs, and training. You can register online at www.sss.gov, or you can register at the post office.
I'm going to register right now at www.sss.gov. Hey, why is it www, not ABC or XYZ or PDQ?
The preceding program was paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
8:17 a.m. WWL, New Orleans.
The following program has been paid for by the Church of God Evangelistic Association.
And that's part one of our Minneapolis Clear Channel band scan as we look at the 1A channels here on a February night from our hotel room where I can look out at a blizzard and look out electrically with our Kiwa AirCore loop and a Sony 2010 radio. My name is Dernberger, and we take mail at 667 Long Rifle Road, Grand Junction, Colorado, 81503, where it's warmer than Minneapolis right now. My email address is mark@dernberger.com. Look for us next month, same time, same station. Till then, good listening, DXers.
Thanks, Mark. The 2002 National Radio Club Convention is going to be held in Lima, Ohio. The convention starts on Friday, August 30th, with registration and activity starting at 12 noon. The cost of the convention is $40 per member with spouse or significant other at $20. This covers all the refreshments, snacks, and beverage for your stay. A special QP Hamburgers dinner will be provided on Friday night. Saturday night is the convention banquet at the Old Barn Outback Restaurant. This is an all-you-can-eat restaurant with a large selection and real good home-style dinner. Bus service from the Hampton Inn to the restaurant and back will be provided to Hampton Inn guests. To register, you can send a check or money order payable to the National Radio Club to me, or you can just go to www.nrcdxas.org/convention and pay online by credit card. The Hampton Inn is located at 1933 Roschman Avenue, and that's spelled R-O-S-C-H-M-A-N Avenue. The phone number for the hotel is 419-225-8300. Now, when you call and make your reservations, please mention the code NRC. This locks you into the convention rate of $69 per night plus 12% room tax. There is no limit on the number of people in a room. Settlemyer Travel Concepts is the official travel agent for the National Radio Club Convention. You can book with someone in your own town, wing it on the trip, or if you want, call Chris Settlemyer, S-E-D-D-E-L-M-E-Y-E-R, and talk to her or her friendly staff and ask them to get you connected up here to Lima. They can arrange air, car, whatever. You can call them at 419-222-2121. Or email Chris at Travcom, that's T-R-A-V-C-O-N, at WCOIL, W-C-O-I-L.com for more information.
Please flip the tape to side 2.